Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Working our way through a Wednesday. That means we're halfway through the work week. And after a one-week hiatus, we've got our good buddy Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians back on with us. Joel, how are you, my friend?
Andy, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on, and it seems like there's never really any downtime for you guys. It seems like you're always busy, and of course, you guys made some news a couple of days ago with some of the free agent news that came out. And I mean, I think actually since we had you on last time, the deals were struck with both Michael Brantley and Josh Tomlin. So I guess I want to start there with the idea of bringing back Tomlin and bringing back Brantley. Tomlin really kind of seemed like it was a no-brainer, especially at that price. Look, pitching is awfully tough to come by these days, so getting him back certainly I felt like was a no-brainer. But getting to Brantley, obviously a little bit different. Everybody seems to be kind of torn on this right now. And, of course, your job, for better or worse, you get to monitor what some of the fans think on social media. Able to share any of the things that you have read or that you've seen over the course of the last week or so since that went down?
Yeah, I just think, I think Chris Antonetti and his team have acknowledged that there's risk there, but I think they've also acknowledged that this is a different, his ankle injury and surgery are different than what his shoulder surgery was. And, this ankle surgery is essentially far more successful in returning the player to his previous capability. So while he had the shoulder surgery, there was more unknown there on his response. And, of course, this year he ended up responding very well and finally getting back to the hitter he was, and he had the ankle issue. His ankle surgery and the injury are far less, long-term debilitatory injuries. So I think we're betting that Michael is going to recover well from this ankle surgery and get back to the hitter. I mean, look, he was an all-star last year before these ankle issues befell him. So, we're gambling on that he'll return to that same form.
I want to discuss a gentleman that was briefly mentioned in the release that you guys sent out yesterday. The Tribe purchased the contract of catcher Eric Haas from AAA Columbus. The 40-man roster now is only at 37 players, so clearly there is some room for him. If you can we expand on him just a bit? An interesting guy. It's only 24 years old. He was a seventh-round pick back in 2011, so clearly he's got a lot of time in the system. Had some really nice numbers last year, 26 home runs, nothing to sneeze at the AAA level.
Yeah, I think so. It was mostly a procedural move where Eric, in his contract, was going to be a free agent, I think, at the end of the day on Monday. So that was in his contract. So we added him to the 40-man. So what that means is he is not a free agent now. He's on our 40-man, and of course he'll be protected in the Rule 5 draft. And like you said, Andy, he put up some big time numbers. It seemed like those reports. That he's part of this new emphasis on hitting fly balls, get the ball in the air and see where it goes, this launch angle revolution, so to speak. And the results spoke for themselves with Eric. He had a ton of homers in our system last year. So he's an intriguing guy for sure. And of course that creates a question and some depth with our catchers. We have Jan and Roberto at the big league level. And Francisco Mejia is on the 40-man, and now Haas as well. So it's certainly we have depth there, and where we go with that depth remains to be seen.
No question about that. And those numbers he put together last year, a good chunk of what he did last year, if not almost all of it, was at AA Akron. He also spent a little bit of time at AAA Columbus. Everybody interested to see what happens now with first baseman DH Carlos Santana. You guys extended a 2018 qualifying offer to him. He has until November 16th to reject it or accept it. What are the details on the qualifying offer for our fans out there that aren't totally familiar with some of the lingo there? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, the qualifying offer is a one-year offer for, I believe it's the average of the top 25, the top 25 salaries, I believe, in the game. So the qualifying offer this year is $17.4 million. So it's not a, Carlos obviously has had a great career and a great last couple seasons for us. It's not an offer at which to sneeze. And how that works is if he rejects it, which, I think a lot of the national writers, and I think a lot of the thought is that he will reject it in, in favor of a multi-year deal. And that, of course, Andy, the qualifying offer does not prevent us from working on a multi-year deal with Carlos, which I know we are working on that. But so essentially, if he rejects it and then goes and signs a contract of $50 million or more, we get a competitive balanced draft pick, I believe, between the first and second rounds of the draft. And if he goes and signs a contract for less than $50 million, we get a compensatory draft pick a little bit later in the draft. So that's how that works. It's a lot of, inside baseball, so to speak. But essentially, that's a way for us to potentially keep him for a year if he accepts it, and if not, recoup some draft compensation if he then goes and signs with another team.
Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Well, not just free agents, but a lot of other news circulating, and boy, spring training will be here before we know it. As a matter of fact, we are a little bit less than 3 months away from the start of spring training. Valentine's Day, right? That's when things get going down there?
Yeah, pitchers and catchers report on Valentine's Day, which, if my math is correct, is 99 days away from today. So our guy, of course, we inevitably have guys report before then, including some players, but our crew will be in Goodyear officially on the 14th. We'll take physicals that day. Pitchers and catchers first official workout is the 15th, and then our first full squad workout is on February 19th. And also, Andy, on November 20th, Monday, November 20th, we'll be announcing our full spring training schedule. So that's usually a milestone we hit around that time, and that's an exciting time to get the word out there and all kinds of good stuff.
That's just over a week away, November 20th. Certainly looking forward to that. I know a lot of fans in the listening area like to go down to Arizona and take it all in, and certainly why not? If I had the opportunity to do so, I know I would definitely be going down there to spend parts of February and even some parts of March as well down in Arizona. Well, TriFest is always an event that folks really look forward to, and I know one of the last times we had you on, you said you guys weren't able to release the location just yet, but you guys certainly had some dates in mind. Have you guys come to a consensus on a date?
Yeah, TribeFest 2018 will be on January 20th, so we're looking forward to that. That is what, just under, about 9-10 weeks away. So it'll be here before you know it, and hopefully later this week we'll have those details public as far as location, a couple confirmed players. I can say that we are significantly expanding our space for the event, so last couple of years, as we've taken it off site, we've been a little cramped. This year, we will not have that problem. We are expanding our space like tenfold, Andy. So, lots more. As your favorite movie once said, there will be a whole heck of a lot more room for activities at this year's TribeFest. So, we're looking forward to sharing those details. Can't quite do it yet, but later this week, hopefully, we'll have that out. And we're going to do something new this year where an exclusive offer first for our season ticket holders to get their tickets first, and then we'll go to the general public a little bit later on after Thanksgiving.
I love that Step Brothers reference. Very well done.
Sure.
Like how you snuck that in there. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Joel Hammond, our guest with the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Well, I have to ask you about the awards races here as we come down the home stretch here. Tribe, obviously, very well represented. Jose Ramirez, a top three finalist for the AL MVP. Terry Francona is certainly in the running as well for Manager of the Year. And Corey Kluber, again, on the ballot for the Cy Young Award winner. And, boy, you guys have to be very, very pleased with the way those three guys did this year. And certainly at this point of the year, now that the dust has settled after the World Series, obviously free agent talk dominating a lot of discussions, but the fact that you've got three guys up for such prominent awards has to have the organization in really good spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the second time in 4 years we've had an MVP finalist, with Brantley also being a finalist in 2014. Kluber's been a finalist three of the last 4 years, and Terry, of course, is a finalist now. He won last year. He won in 2013. So we know that winning World Series is our fans' number one priority. It's ours too. And so we know there's disappointment out there, but about not advancing as far as we think we could have. But we also think that these guys being recognized for their achievements is a very good thing, and reflects well on our organization and the year we had as well. So, you know, I think Corey Kluber is best positioned to win the race that he's in. I think Jose will probably finish third, but heck, being in a top three finisher in the AL race is nothing to sneeze at. And then I think Terry has some great competition too. I mean, Paul Molitor took the Twins from, 102 losses to the playoffs, And A.J. Hinch, of course, led the Astros to the World Series. Now, the voting was done before the postseason, but A.J. Hinch and the Astros had a great year, of course, as well, all while dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. So lots of great competition, and those will start being announced next week. It goes Manager of the Year on Tuesday, Cy Young Wednesday, and MVP Thursday, and all those are on MLB Network at 6 p.m. on their respective days.
Very cool stuff. Well, Joel, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Always love the inside scoop, and hopefully the next time we talk to you, we'll know all the good details on Tribe Fest coming up here in just a couple of months. Thanks as always for your time.
Sounds good, Andy.
All righty. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Time to step aside and take a quick commercial break. Matt Douglas and I will return after this on AM 930 WEOL.